Shus of Mary, following on the Sugya of Abdullah, Sugya Simon Reis Ches Tzadik, near Abdullah. And there's all of the Simonim. First was Reis Tzadik Vav was Yain, then it was Reis Tzadik Zayin was Salmon, now near Abdullah, and that's the Ura of Abdullah went from Yain, then Salmon went from near Abdullah. First we have a Mishnah in Brachas, we get a machlokes what exactly is Nusach of the Bracha, Beis Ober, Beis Shammai. We pass my Basil, we say the bracha of Boyre Ma'ure Va'ish. Mom Sachem without that, the Dalib exam. What's the reason for this? Because Hashem gave on Mosh Shabbos for a general day at Adam Rishon, and on Mosh Shabbos came along Adam Rishon, and he took two Avodim, he grinded them together, and they were Aisha Tchila Priyotza, it was on Mosh Shabbos, so he made the bracha on Mosh Shabbos. Mom Bracha says that even though we have this dinner, we have no Chil Pichoyza Achro, that's the Machabi exam. But the Shua says, but let's say later on during that night, that what the Shabbos you get in there, look is you should see the ace and have enough from it and make a bracha over here. Now, sometimes the people make Abdullah, they come along and they forget to say ha'ish, they start saying ma'abdul, the last bracha. The question is, should they drink the wine and say ish afterwards? Or, be mamshech after ma'abdul, because you're cold, then say the bracha b'ri ma'ar ish. Something to get to the someone, sometimes people forget, is a seder ma'akiv na ma'akiv. They say, even though you said hamavdil because you're chol, don't drink the wine. Over here, make the bracha b'ri ma'ar eish, make the bracha b'ri ma'ar b'samim, smell it, have enough, and then drink the wine. The right that comes from the first time is bayat tzad suki hefsek. It can't be, because once you say b'ri ma'ar girlfriend, what do you do afterwards? You say b'ri ma'ar eish, you say b'ri ma'ar b'samim. So we see the fact that the bracha of eish and b'samim is not a hefsek after b'ri ma'ar girlfriend. Therefore, what are you going to do? Even though you said I'm Mavdil, afterwards say Bari Mor Eish and Bari Mine B'Samim, the one that you left out of here. That's almost from Go, Shragamayr, Rav Scheinberg, Kevzloch, the Chaim, Piske Shoes, and others. I got my series of Gifter, if they voice did not go this way, that seems like a source where it makes it Yashus sense of here. The person should make the Bracha of an Eish or B'Samim even after they make the Bracha of a Mavdil.
You
should do it later on that night. You have a mitzvah to go do it any time that was Shabbos. I mean, whenever you get the Eish, I have the Eish in front of you. The Seder is no problem. We have the child even want the Seder is my place because it's all the you see that's not a hefsek in our gathering. You would say it after our girlfriend. So say it now. Father, we're supposed to do alakos. It's alakos. Sibbe is in this sermon over here. Is the idea of having an abuko. Now, the idea of having a book of the Gemara Pesachim, the Daf Kuf Gimel Beis, having a torch over here, and the Gemara Maskon is a mitzvah min hamukha. That's the correct thing you'll have over here. One reason is brought down by the Rishonim, Me'iri Yidran, Ram Chalavo, which had once you make a bracha, Bari Ma'ur Eish, what the reason is, Gemara B'Gzam, because Kama Ur is cool, there's a lot of different fires. There's a red fire, there's black, there's green, there's white, fire can have different colors. We have a torch, you can also have, it's more easier to have different colors over here. That's why it's a mitzvah min hamukha to have a case of a torch. But what does that mean? It says Ramah explains in there, sheish by base psilis, the candle has 2 wicks, it's called an avuko. Explains to Mishigua Peter Taz, it's not mean the case of a wax candle, it means the case of a oil. We have 2 wicks coming out. So the look over there is nechon the ghetto of a torch, and the way Mishigua says that the case of the 2 wicks are touching each other and has one flame. That means, even though the wicks are separate, but once the flame is touching each other, nechon the ghetto of a torch over here. How he says, let's say you have shaiva, a wax candle, and a psila ova, a thick wick over here. He says that not nichol the category of a torch, nichol the ghetto of one. You won't have the mitzvah minimum of her. Therefore, the Mishmur does bring down from the Bush Yisrael that people go to, but let's say you have a case over here of a candle, that the wicks are separate in a wax candle, and there's shaiva in between them. That means numerous times people have a standing candle, is a braided candle, and you have, even though they're all connected, it's mukhubar. It's very clear you have wax in between, and you have a wick coming out, 2 different wicks over here. That's nichol in the category of mavuka, and we have the idea of mitzvah mavukar. And therefore, Mishmur points out, pashas means the flame is touching one to another. And therefore, you have the case of a torch. A few years ago, and it's very common now, you see people that are buying what they call decorated candles. My 2 daughters came back from camp, Machanayim, and they have to get this candle now they made, and I have to use it because they made it. It's made of one big wax. And on top, the 2 wicks coming out. It's not this 2 different candles that's braided together and the wax are separate. And now I go to every store, walk up and down my sharm, You see it clearly, you have all these wax decorated candles, that's really one wax. It's very thick, big, very nice design, looks like a candle, looks like all different designs everywhere. But what comes out on top? Two different wicks. So the question is, do they lose out the mitzvah and the mukhor? Because the technical words of the Mishnah Berurah is you have to have shaiva in between. You have to wax to separate one wick from another wick. There's no shaiva in between. It's very clear that it's coming out two separate wicks from one place over here. So in Tavshin Pei, there's a Gilgul Eimer Kapshat that's written by people of Avreichim, the Shiva Smir, Tamil Chachomim. They were aware of this problem, and they point out also to get the Yap Nahas candles, the Gerto one. This year, can be on Pesach, will come out on Moshe Shabbos, but by Yom Tazuk of Yaknahas. So, what the people they do is they have one wax, they put a wick inside, and 2 weeks coming out over there. Do they point out, is that a chumrub? Maybe they cool off, because now you're Moisim Ar, Shlelet Sarach, trying to get the Mitzvah Mavuchor, and that's me, you're Oyver Nisser. You look right in there, Shlelet Sarach, or Am Yontif, or Shanel Atu. What? Shlelet Sarach. Because they're thinking of getting a mitzvah of Vukha. The Lach is, and you want to keep this light in there for no reason. You have to use it. I'm only doing it
one wick. So one wick. Light it, even though it's two.
No, so what do you do? So if you light one wick, why don't you start a mitzvah? You light 2 wicks, and the second wick is doing nothing.
Why not?
You don't get all the Vukha.
It's the same mindset.
So it's still there. They're making more of a Malach over here.
Makes a big impact.
But I don't need it. I'm only doing it for one reason of a Vukha. I'm not, I haven't just yet, I don't need it. No point, only it's a book. And then with those who are, maybe it's a chum, maybe they cool off. So they went over to Chaim Pinevsky, he said the technical words of the Mishnah Berurah, l'chora, it's a problem. You did not get that, you have a book. Next week, that's in Pasha Tzav, Toshin Pei. Next week in Pasha Dazrio, Toshin Pei, I come out never see the skill of Bichoizer, but they got a letter from Tom Kaufman, they went around to Blossom Kupchitz, and they went also to David Schwimmer of Mites and Visions. So the other group of courage that Mishnah Berurah is coming from. It's coming from a Pirul Gadol, Lerush Yisrael, and they're crazy. The Makar they're coming from is really, the words are when you have numerous wicks, thin wicks, that are twined together, come to one thick wick. And over there, when you light that, don't tell me when you have numerous strands over there, to twine together. And that's Nichon Negev Avuka. Because they all come off one church, or one thing, they're with Nichon the category of being one. But let's say, it's very clear, these decorated candles, there are 2 wicks there. Everyone sees 2 wicks there. I mean, what is the kim to the Mishnah Berurah come to La Fuke? It comes to La Fuke in a situation where they're not apart technically with Shai in between. Those are the technical words. Look at the car where they're coming from. Not coming to La Fuke that. Come to La Fuke, we take 5 strands of wicks and they twirl them together and then make one thick wick. That's a bayak. That's better than one thing is one choice and one thing together. Gain effort. Mashenkin, when he has clearly his 2 separate works, even if he burned them, there's always 2 works coming out of here. So it's clearly 2 things. I think it happened to Oshar, Lubus and Shad. They want time that's nichol to get up a hook over here. Yeah, that's. There's nothing combined in them. Here the question is this, how do you understand the words? The words which would sound like the Shaiva that's connecting to making to one. Oil's not making to one. Oil is liquid. So again, the technical sound like should be a problem, but the nice look from the courage, they want to argue the point. And again, since even though it came out a couple of years ago, this baya, it seemed that it was not makabel, because it's sold all over the place, and since then it has not been mamshuk, this problem is not called courage that came out against these candles there, of Mitzvah and the Mofer. And also, I've looked around the other shvam since then, not so many anyone will remember at this point over here.
What? About the wax?
Okay. No, because first, I mean, that's the first time, then you use the same candle, we have 2 weeks, put a wax on it. Which is where? Maybe the first one, Yakman. Again, this is the same question. You know, people do, they take a tea light, they put another wick in between. That's what they're doing, right? I hear the smoke, but it sounds like it's a mission movement, the technical words. It sounds like the wax in between is where the wick is touching each other. I hear what you're saying. Meister, using matches, so the Shemir Shabbat Kolze says you take 2 matches, plus you have no candle, and you put them together, it's nechle gil avuko. That's just what a lot of people go do. The Chavnish says not to go do that, not mitzvah sugar avuko, he said mitzvah sugar bizo mitzvah. The correct thing is that's going to be nice, and usually a 2 matches together, it's not nice over here. I can't believe being down the step, it was nothing that way. That means you suddenly you have no other option about to take 2 matches together, nechle gil avuko. Sif Gimel is discussing exactly how to put the Neiris and the Kleis. So first, we have a bit of Kamoin, that the Torah brings down from the Pirkei Avos, the person is supposed to be stackle at his Neiris, at his stackle and his fingers, and there while he's making Bracha Bar Marish. So, first discuss how exactly to go do Abdullah. That means we have Kleis of Yayin, you have the Neir, you have your hand over here, what are you supposed to be looking upon? So put the last chabur together, it says this chabur with what says in the Mishnah Berurah, b'chabur anamo. That means the Ar Hanav Yoshoinis, numerous things are off the page, and each one has the Makar. Very clear, whatever you do, if you have a Masara, keep doing that. Well, let's say you have no Masara, usually follow what says on the page of Shulchan Aruch. That means first, you start off Havdalah, you start off Hinekel Yishuasi, what it should be, it says the b'chabur, you have a kris in your right hand, and you have a sum in your left hand. You say in the Kalishosi, you get the Bar Piagofi, make the Bracha Bar Piagofi, fine. After Bar Piagofi, you come to the case of the Summon. Says the Mechabi, you switch it. You put the wand in your left hand, put the Summon in your right hand, you hold them, and you say the Bracha Bar Piagofi, the Summon, and then you smell it. Then, come to the case of the Ner. What do? You still leave the Yain in your left hand, says Ramah. You put down the Summon. You now have the case of the Ner in front of you. And you make the bracha bar ma'ra'ish by looking at your fingers over here. After the ha'ish, says the Ramah, says the Mishnah, then you put the kris back in your right hand, you make the bracha ma'avil. I mean, you follow the mahalach of the Mishnah says you always have the kris in your hand, you start with your right hand, or if something you switch, after ha'ish you put it back. Now, the get to looking upon the hand, which hand to go look upon, one hand or two hands, the right and the left. So you read the Ramah and Sif Gimel, he says that we have to look at the right hand. Where's the Lavush, the grass, the kitzer, the Mishmur, the rates out of love, all things go this way, you only look at your right hand. The Hashulchan to go this Mahalach. Kachnoikim, Kama, Udem, the Shemir Shabbos, the Chaim Nievki, and others. Hagam, again, the arm of Christ, all the ways. So like Yeshua, Tamil Shemus Adeshin, you look at both hands over here, the Stipler, or the Shemite, look at both hands. But again, you follow the Mishnah Berurah, the what says on the page is go look upon only your right hand. It says to look upon your right hand. You want to look at your feet? I'm not going to stop. The Pesach Shuva says it should be the same thing. It says the Yemin Da'almo. Well, I hear. But I wasn't Yad Yemin. Maybe the people around, everyone.
So an injury yad is to move the Kleis Yain back to the left hand and then...
Not always. No, again, his...
What's your Vindalma?
Vindalma is yad small? I'm not sure. I'll change my notes.
Maybe when you
move
it both
hands. Now, the way I had to go look, says, again, what it says on the page over here, the Moa says, first, you look at your fingers inside your hand. You mean you take your hands, you bend the fingers inside, says the Mishmur, what? Well, I'm just showing the oil because there are two sides over here. And now you're supposed to go do, says the Mishmur, for the Maghrib, you put your thumb inside and you cover your thumb. And at the same time that you're looking in there, you're supposed to look at the palm of your hand. That means it comes out and not look at the inside of your hand. Now, what it means, says the Mishmur, really doing three things. You're looking at, number one, your nails. Number two, you're looking at your palm. And number three, you're looking at the conscious of your nails versus your palm. You can't do three different things, explains the Mishnah Berurah. Looking at the nails of Simon Brocha, Puravu, that the nails are always porous, robust, la'ila. That day, you're looking inside the palm, because it's here, Tutaya Yad, similar to Barakhoi. He says the reason why you're looking at the nails versus your palm, because the locket is supposed to be Nikka, meaning Matbeya, Matbeya, you mean Nikka between the Sephardim versus the case of the Bosser. So we're doing three things over here. Now, Mishmur does bring down the Yesh Noigim to turn it around and look in the back. Now, as you see over here, people look like this, cover their thumbs, never look at their thumbs, and then turn upside down and see the back. Yesh Noigim Kaka. Like this, without your thumb. Sounds like not to show your thumb, just cover it like this. Now, when a person.
Why not to show the thumb?
I can't say why. Definitely, it's people over 40, like her father. Now, the how to go look, or when to go look, is it before the bracha or after the bracha? So again, the Mishmur and the Reish Tzadik Vav, he brings down that person is supposed to look before the bracha. Before. Now the question really is, the Lamed Hashayla is, Kamp the Pim Gonim, Koning Aprisha, and the Mishmur is supposed to look beforehand, It's a Rav Yor, or Zura, or Grace Oshri, Miri, and others. And really, the shell is why before and why afterwards. Because what is it? Is it a Birchas HaRia, Birchas HaShvach? There's an example. When a person says a Birchas HaRia, when they see the Atlantic Ocean, then you make the bracha. When you hear thunder and lightning, then you make a bracha. You see a king, then you make a bracha. You see a Tal Chokum, then you make a bracha. That means Birchas HaRia, what do you do? First, have to first hear it, or see it, or see the trees, or see the Alps, and then make the bracha. So what are you supposed to go do? After that cheshbon, you're supposed to look and then make a bracha. The argument, and for those who are knowing this way, there's a brisk this way, and a stipler, or the senior of then knowing this way. Asad Hashem, the Moshe, the Truman, the Archaim, the Chalkei, and he quotes this concept from the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, Mishnah Berurah, Tumur Mo'i, Pasha Pim, the Gemara, the Gemara says you have to have enough from something. But in the Gate of Birch HaNenen, and also Birch HaMitzvah, what do? You first make a bracha on the apple, then you eat the apple. Make a bracha on the food, then you eat it. Make a bracha first on the lulav by mitzvah, and then you shake the lulav. Make a bracha first on the shofar. So those ones had it. So the Moshe Chazal set up to have a no. It's in the idea, not real Birch HaNenen. That means every time you see light, we don't make a bracha. That's to be a loch on the way to the Gvav. But the Chazal set up when we have a no to make the bracha. That means in the gather of Birch HaNenen. Then said Moshe, he points out, look upon the Yaimits and Siddur, look at the grass, Siddur grow, they come on and say, Farkar. They first say, what are you supposed to do? Make the bracha, then look upon it. Now come along the Medaktikim, Shai Dabliski, Pat Kanievsky, they come along, okay, they come along and say, what you're going to do is they do it before and afterwards. Why do you get both shitas? Now, you have to realize, before when they say you get both shitas, if the real Birch HaNenen, you can't eat the apple and then make a bracha. And the Chodah means it's Ke'in the idea of Birch HaNenen, and therefore the Medaktik of both sheets decide the Mishabur from Mishainim, Mishabur or his Malach over here, two different ideas over here, they're saying to make, have a no, make the Bracha, because maybe it's a Birch HaRia, and then make the Bracha, and then have a no afterwards, or maybe it's Ke'in the idea of Birch HaNenen. That's what you see the Medaktik do, they'll do it twice.
Moshe is arguing in Birch HaRia altogether?
What?
Moshe is arguing in Birch HaRia altogether, he's saying always you should...
He's saying, he's right, in the Tshuva, it's Yerichel Geder Birch HaNenen, it's more the Mishnah Berurah.
I'm saying, Becholius in Birch HaRia, he thought always you should make the bracha and then look?
No, Birch HaRia, Birch HaRia, by thunder lightning, we hit the lightning, then we make the bracha.
He's just saying,
this case is a Birch HaNenen. He writes for this Birch HaNenen. What? Mishra and Beit Sanival. I'm sorry, yeah, it's the Shaitin over there.
All looking is only annoying. Right.
And if you have no annoying, you can make a bracha. Right? The Gemara says here. No, okay, not the next question. But it has to be something. Now, that's really to Sevdalit. So now the law is, you cannot make a bracha until you have enough from the nair. Now what does it mean having enough from the nair? Does it mean mevucha means after you have enough of poil? Or have you have enough that shaykh to have enough? What does it mean exactly? So the main nafkmina is that today we have chashmal, electricity, and therefore when we have a fire going and that electricity on, people do not have the metzias enough. The question is, do you have to shut the lights to have metzias have enough in the candles? So the Bingdom, Numus Dom did not shut the light, the Chaznish did not shut the electricity, the Stifler did not, the Avyash did not, because the Lochas, the Strogoff, the Chakrievsky, like Yosef, they did not shut the light. Now you could tell me maybe in the Chaznish's time the Chashmah was not that strong, so maybe he still had enough. But again, I said afterwards, Stifler, Machaim, because Lochas, they had strong electricity, Pashas, and they did not shut the light over here. Now you could argue, it's not correct with some of them, because it could be that the Kiddu will get to, that can you make a bracha on a light bulb, incandescent light bulb? So, Lachiyaz and Lubus Paiskim said, I say, can they from the Chaznish, the Stifle, and the Liashim, my says, not chlorayo, they did not shut the light, they don't have a pearl, have enough from the Ner, because maybe they're held, you can also have enough from the light bulb, which is from the Ginevesh. From the Mysa, for those who want Taina, don't shut the light, and for those who Mysa, you look around, you go to different dollars, people won't shut the light because you're shy to have enough, and they're partially having enough. I said, Hashem, he's also point out, Shaka Batara, my boy, and therefore those who want Taino, if you could get sent, he's still going to be a Chanan. He's going to be a Chanan. I see it. Shaykh. Be a Chanan, and I say, I don't have enough out of it. The other being Nana Chon Tzchaim did shut the light. Achiezer, Tam Oizer, when he did lose the Nair. Now, seriously, he did shut the light. But Moshe, they have to shut the light over here. And the words of Rashtrogoch, the Minig Vatikin. I don't know how to be admitting that tikkun to shut the light, because I'm not sure how old electricity is. It's admitting that tikkun over here, maisha shut the light over here, a balki help to shut it. Maisha iluvelu, which is starkest for one maisha yeshuva, parlo habano, sounds like the Gemara, especially if they get a bit of sanenin, and the earlier sources who did not shut the light, who was not chloraya, they'll not to commit the native bracha on the incandescent light bulbs. Today we'll get to a fluorescent LED, a body cannot make a bracha upon it. What? Okay. But Moshe shut the light. And Ramoski shut the light. If, who would it be in America?
For the rest of the
Now, Sifei was discussing the Ner Shlosh Shabbos. Now, the get to Ner Shlosh Shabbos really two sugyas, one to get to Shabbos, one to get to Yom Kippur. The get to Yom Kippur, the word of Meshuvah has to be Shabbos Gemura. And Bez Hashem, maybe before Yom Kippur, especially this year, coming up to Yom Kippur on Shabbos, maybe the last Gemura of this man will discuss the halacha to get to Ner Shlosh Shabbos, the get to Yom Kippur. The get to Osam Shabbos, the halacha is, cannot be mishtamish the Ner that was created on Shabbos per Isser, wed by Israel. Or behet by Goy, but Yisrael cannot go do it. Now, what comes out, Mishavua says, the word Merchab is a chelo or a yeledes. Now, as a shell, when it says chelo, does it mean dafkin koch nefesh? Or even a chelo shem retzakono? Because Yisrael cannot do a chelo shem retzakono. The Maisa, he has a right to go tell a Goy to go do it. So if he said by Goy, Goy had no chif to Shabbos, he has a right to make candles, still came along, we asked that Goy that made a candle on Shabbos, why you still utter a case of a Goy? Even maybe by the case of Chodesh Ein by Sakana should be the same sugya. The Maestro Shai Tzimim Zan Machlokes become that to be Mekel based upon the Taz Maravom, like the El Rabo. Because he said, what's going to save a good go like this? Not literally get it of National Shavas. Then you can use the case of Abdullah when he lit up the Mok of Mitzvah. But otherwise, in general, a person can only use a Ner that came on after Shabbos or went through the whole entire Shabbos. But he speaks out that for him. Let's say he went on, let's say he made a Brochon on electricity and went through Cheshmal and a timer. Again, there's no issue for that to happen. There's no problem about it. You can make a bracha upon it.
That making the candle,
lighting the candle should be done much of Shabbos.
So there's no idea that to make the candle.
Not that I know of.
So why is it okay with chashmal?
If the chashmal is being done by a timer, so I said the timer is not the chalik of a great doing it. You mach it for a generator?
Yeah,
fine. So you ask the question yourself.
Even the oil is just terrible itself, it's not a generator.
Now, let's say a grill of a candle ben ashmoshes. So, is there an issue to use a candle's lip of ben ashmoshes? You say so, it's all the cool off. So my son is moving down to be machmer, it's definitely getter a ner that was not Shabbos, and therefore, even the Yevon, you cannot even use this ner over here. Now, what's the gear to us is sometimes people hear Abdullah before this month. Then when you really learn the Loch and read Sadi Gimel, Mechabit says you can make Abdullah from Plagin onwards. So within Mechabit's very clear, make Abdullah cannot light an air. Why? So the place gives that even though don't light an air, but the gear to us practically, we do not make Abdullah to over to all the rabbi. What comes up in the gear to us is a lot of people who are Machmas for Rabbeinu Tam, they do hear Abdullah before this month of Rabbeinu Tam. So the gate of Lachal Abdullah, Avad is not worse than the case of Plag, Avad Yates and the Sigil Abdullah. The question the gate of Sigil Abdullah or Ra'ish, Nichli Geder of Sar Benish Moshes. Once the Mishabur came along and said Sar Benish Moshes, Nichli Geder of the Isser of Ner Shlo Shavas, if Saluchur did not kind of mitzvah of Abdullah or Ra'ish, and therefore even though they heard of Abdullah, they have to afterwards make the Bracha again for themselves later on that night. They'll be maxed afterwards, but within the case of Ner Shlo, light a candle. I really think it depends how far they are machmer for this Indian over here. Were they machmer for a Ben Tam to drop on in the races? So for Echonamish, make no difference over here in the Mekam Abdullah, but afterwards they have to make a Bracha Barmer Asia after this month. A lot of people only machmer for the races, not drop on. I can hear Stark, again, I might not see it any safer, but I can hear Stark, why the whole of the Neshwa Shabbos and Nichol get a drop on. Then I machmer any drop on, the Mu Moksa, the Duachana, therefore, why should we machmer this drop on? So they can come in the midst of the Bracha Barmer Asia. Siv Vav through Siv Yudalid is things that are not really going to get us. I like to jump to the end of the Siv over here.
Rebbe by Zaini for Abdullah. Does Rebbe use two hands to look at the
mirror
or only?
I do whatever my mother tells me to go do.
I am by my spare, and I'm not making rules, so I'm not holding a place in my left hand.
So is he meaning, again, which was his beast? What did Kodu? It's worth telling you that if you follow the Mishnah rule, then you do right hand. If you have a Minig Messiah, you can do two hands. The side did two hands, no problem doing two hands.
I watched my father, guess
what? Okay, I would follow your father. He switches back. You look on the other hand?
No.
That's the point. Do what you follow, only right hand.
Interesting.
Father knows best, my father tells me. Now, sometimes while we're here, we've got a chabra, three different. Yeah, but this is a national show. But it is a of Abdullah, not having no, it's only the old person, because he's making Abdullah for himself. He's making Abdullah because he doesn't keep a bad time. But he'll buy that person. Mechaber being now said that said as well three different halachos over here. In case either you don't see the shalheves and not mishtam shal eiroi, that's perchik or tech panas. The second case over here, not really the shalheves, but you not really the shalheves, but you're on mishtam shal eiroi. Or if I get you are the shalheves, you're not mishtam shal eiroi. Three different cases over here. That's how at least the mishnah rule explains pshat in the mechaber. Mechaber edol to make the bracha upon the nair, you need two things. You have to see the shalheves, and also you have to mishtam shal eiroi. Very simple. But the problem is one of the cases in the Mechaber is B'toich Asparkalario, inside a lantern over here. Now the simple reading of Asparkalario is inside a case of a glass thing. It's still coming from the Mechaber and says inside something glass that you can see, it's getting that definitely ghetto of not seeing it over here. David wants to be Machmer. Mashenke B'shmur B'vdana Mo'avram, it says no, it means the case inside Barzel, but inside it's Chulchis Ma'is to be Motor. So Machlegis Mo'avram, where's the Mechaber? Simple reading of Lishna Mechaber. Nice the Mishnah Brewers, Maskono, and the Bialok is Marach, and Ein Kedai L'Hokul L'Chachilo. That means the person has a case of a lantern, meaning you have a fire with glass around it. You see with your eyes the flame, with Nichol, and it can't go if you do not see it, because the glass from there. And therefore, a person should not make a bracha upon L'Chachilo, either take off the glass from it, or go get another candle over there, go make the bracha. Building upon that, I see certain people in the room have glasses. When they wear glasses, so might be mafsik, in the case of you have taken the flame. Are they in the category of not being kedai l'hokul l'chachilum, to take off the glasses and make a bracha upon the ner? Well, they tell me, go tell me, Maisa, big difference. When you have a cat and a lantern over here, and you have a flame over here, it's around it. But something that's not around it, something that's off it, not around the flame, Maisa Mishmua sends you the case of you seeing derech haloyim. Mishmua says, the reason why you lack count derech haloyim, must be the window is open, because there's a glass window there, Maisa is being blocked. Case of Mechitza. That means Mishmu understands that even though it's not part of parcel of being around the flame, only it's blocking from the flame.
Dam Krishma, Kiddush Lavona, everything. Everything. What do you say, Krishma? I think Kiddush Lavona. Do you look, do you check?
So they discuss the question.
Everywhere, it's a general.
Of Soya, by Ramayas, by Kiddush Lavona, by Sevitaro. Right, they have all these different cases. Well, let's stick to our case. The guy to our case, coming from the Zaman, he points out this problem before the Melach Medam, the case of Riyad Echaloin, sound like that, something that's around the flame itself, something that's even the case of Mechitol here. The end of the case of Tzarachim, sending Chaimel, said Tzarachim. The Maisa, I did not find any same thing, Machmer, they all come along and say Yish Lachalik, either it's a case that covers it, Mechoso, or a case that's a Mechitol. It's a different place. That's very good, that's by the case by the window. But something that your glasses are not machitz over here, nothing goes see over here, and like that ish is magul over here, and all brichs are real, says the svar, you can go see with the glasses. No one says by the Atlantic Ocean, or by we see a case of lightning over here, you gotta take off your glasses over here. In case of one, I gotta see my case of one, it's only to be machmer. Mr. Kaplan says, suppose you got a glasses to be machmer over here. Maestro, the swarm, I actually looked up in case of one yesterday, I did not find out one safer, at least with Dharma Lachman, that said to be machmer in the case of Kish Lamona. So, Maestro, the swarm should be the Yishla Chalik Harpe, but basically the machito or covering it. Building upon this now, building upon this now, let's discuss now Cheshmal, electricity. Electricity, the court has two problems over here. One, the question of electricity, but Klolius, you can make a bracha upon Bermorish. The second question, and electricity, a light bulb, has glass around it. As a definite category, any kind of chachilo. So first of all, for those of my students who didn't make a bracha on an incandescent light bulb, the basis could be ready, the Maksar Brom, Daka Shuba being done that way, the Rabbit Shavuot, the Achiezer, and Kidua, the Achiezer, brought down to the fire from the Elam electricity, and definitely get out the Reisel, the Mlocha of Kiva and Var Shabbos, Bekavona, Lahachas, Bedas, he would not light a candle, will only put on electricity and make a bracha upon to tell the Elam Nichlan get of Eshon Shabbos. And number two, but the schuchas over here, they want tiny yeshiva chalv in the case where you have a candle, you put a lamp around it, glass around it. But here, how do you have a light bulb? You have to have, that's the whole tzura, that's the makel, tofel nechelk of it. That means you ever have a light bulb without the glass around it, the filament does not get off light.
Doesn't really work, no.
The whole way of doing it, since it's around it, now the whole light bulb gets lit, and now it gives off light. But you don't have the glass, it won't really work. That is protection for you. It makes the light of the flame. Oily make more moorish, even a one flame. Even a one, we write light one wick, we make more moorish. The same thing. You go to the Volkoch guy, he says blue. Right? Something like be red, be white, it can be any color.
That's fire.
Yeah, but even that, you can turn, even the things that you hit, I don't think it makes difference. I don't think so. Mice, those mice can. Asana Shani, those mice are machmer. Whether the heart feast says, the halacha is boiling for Ori Eish, Eish is a flame. The fact that the matachas get hot, it turns red, it's not an Eish. Eish is flame. They went over to Moshe. Moshe said it has to be like Odin Marisha. Odin Marisha did not do electricity, he created something over here. He made a flame over here. And then B'Shalom Zalman says, with Kama time to be machmer, or the Tzini Chaldas, or the Yitzchok, it says you'll be able, what's your problem? The bayak, there's a schuchas around it, there's a glass around it. A k'tay lehokal over here. The bayak, the word of the bialok is, ikim briyosa yishu begoli. It's very nice you have a sforvi, you want tiny, it's a tofel, a part of a parcel. But the word of the bialok, the bria was begoli. This was not begoli over here. But it says the debesino and the tzitliezer, it's a mumcha, the case of avuka. So echlami, the laws of Tanakh and Brocha, especially in case you're stuck, we have four problems over here. While certainly not a chachil to be samach upon the idea, make your Brocha on the case of incandescent light bulb. Again, I listened to a bunch of them who did it, especially in the olden days, they did it with Daf Bekavon to Mechazik the Oilam that Mamish Isha over here, the Gate of Oran, Kivu on Shabbos. Nice, again, there are svaras to argue the point. Common time in one sin, the Meister is not making Brocha upon it, we didn't have another option. Void. Today we're not having incandescent light bulbs. Some people might say those words, they know that what I'm even talking about. Well, in Haim, when we used to have something that the light bulbs, you touch, your hand gets hot. You touch these things, it's called LED or the fluorescent, they do not get hot. Therefore, if you can touch them, that means not to get of H, because H you can't touch. So therefore, I'm not finding that one safer or one place in one road that you can make a book on these lights. I mean, they got negate to Er Shabbos, they get to Locus Nerus, the arts from my city, they say it's going to get a covered, it's only go here, they can get a Shalom Bayis, even though it's going to look the Shalom Bayis inside of Rosh Shabbos, you can kind of look inside of Er Shabbos, Locus Nerus, and get to the idea of Moshe Shabbos, but in Er Eish, you're not going to get a Eish, you're not going to get a Rosh Shabbos, you're not going to get a Mitzvah. Simon reads out a test. There are two points in the Simon over here. One is a person cannot eat before a person does Abdullah. The second thing, a person cannot do Malacha before he does Abdullah. First, the idea to get to eating, the Kofi that is more of Sachem, the Daf Hei, Kof Hei, the Mubbing that rises from Akiva. Anyone who eats before Abdullah, it gets Mises Askira. Mishas Askara. Now, what is Mishas Askara in English? Is the word is Krup. The Gemara Brachas in the Chesed brings down that 903 Mishas in the world, the worst Mishas in the world, and Mishas Askara. So a person that eats before Abdullah gets the worst Mishas in the world, Mishas Askara. Like the Moroccan got Mishas Askara. The Gemara Mamshech brings down the Bondavay of Ashi, that are not makbid upon water. So come out the simple reading of the Sugya is that a person cannot eat anything, but water and rice is mutter. The Yitzhak Chakri asks you, why over here to get Mishas Askara? Mishas Askara in other cases. But over here Mishas Askara says, why to Mechazik the Indian, not to Mezalzel, to make sure the oil understands to not eat before the case of Abdullah. On the rise, you want the people of Mezalzel just look around sometimes. But Mishas is very clear, to Mechazik the Indian over here. Now, the idea of eating for Abdullah, about the men don't do it, the question usually comes up in the Gerit Tanoshim. Do women have a heter to eat before Abdullah? That's what Chaim says. Chazal the Chmiro Shalei Zalzlo.
Is there another reason?
Okay. Now, the Gerit to women, to allow to eat before Abdullah. So you already mentioned the women, Apialoch, and Nevechil Abdullah, like men. So if you hold Abdullah the case of the Raisa, then there's the Hekish Zach the Shomer, the Rav Shita, and the Baal of the Bechir Abdullah. Even the time that Abdullah is only the Rabbonim, Yish Cholkim. So, Kamal Mishima says, Gintaina, called Tikkun Rabbonim, can't eat the Raisa Tikkun. However, even on the Ramah, there are those who disagree, the Chosh Luchumro, that a woman should not make Abdullah for other people, others should make it for them. It means only Chumro, that means you have no other option, others should make it for them, and the women should make Abdullah by themselves. That means they point out that the Dikkun we pass, women have to make Abdullah, but only take on the Chumra. That means, but don't take on the Kulam. That means, don't take on that since women have no Chiv Abdullah, go eat. The other women can be mocked if you have Abdullah. Only at Chumra say, maybe they have no Chiv Abdullah. Therefore, they should not be eating to other people over here. Build upon this, come on, most of them say, therefore, they get to eating before Abdullah. Say men and say women are equal. They should not eat before the case of Abdullah. Whether it's Mincha Sitzchak and Tshuva, whether it's Ravosna, Yechav Das, Shmir Shabbos, and others. Negate when it comes up, negated Motzei Tishah B'Av this year will come out up Sunday night or Motzei Yom Kippur. Sometimes the husband comes from shul late Motzei Yom Kippur or they keep a very time. It's very hard for Noshim. They won't eat before the case of Abdullah. At the end of the day, they should make Abdullah by themselves. They have no other option. Use the case of grapes to make Abdullah. They should not eat before the case of Abdullah. Hagam is the Ishul Avom of the Chacho in Eben Ezra's Simon Sam of Bayes. He wants to tell you that Israel Achil is only a drop on it. There was some double cool and he wants to make over here. Yeshlod for the column of a psychist, it starts with the deraisa, not all the deraisa. Achille drop on the guild of the deraisa. He wants to be kind of the deraisa to the case of Tfilo, Yeshlod. Why does a deraisa and Tshuva? He comes along, if you're a crazy burger, you'll have a heter. Well, because the deraisa writes, Yeshuva, he says that that the reason why our notion might say if they have no other option, what are they going to do? Let's say no one's around, all men made Abdullah. Mishpura comes out, women should make Abdullah by themselves. Again, I always have this mavucha with my nieces, they try to make Abdullah. Like, no, as I state to Mishpura, I show them Mishpura, can they make Abdullah by themselves? They tell me to grow a beard. Who says I did grow a beard? Yishlod, fine. Maisa, you got to make Abdullah by themselves. Come on to the Yasser, he points out, watch make Abdullah. He said already, either have a Chiv Abdullah, or even there is no Chiv Abdullah. Mishwab says Ika Locha is like the Mahavom, like the Bach, the Mitzah, I say, she's my grandma, even though is no Chiyuv, the right to go make a bracha. Different says Mishwab, the right to go make Abdullah over here. So that the reaction of the Kleisbergers do not have that minik. That Hogi is that Noshim will not make a bracha, Mitzah says it's my grandma. That means that Mulav will not make a bracha. I'm sure if they won't make a bracha. If that's how he says, they get their Noshim, Misha in Layayin. Misha in Layayin, might have the right to go eat. Fine, so Echnami, if you're that Mitzvah, you won't make a bracha on things that are Mitzvah, say, so it's my grandma, then you'll have the heter, there's no one around to make a Abdullah for you until the men come home. Otherwise, besides from them, Chutzah, for your back, the Loch and the Mishnah Brua, the Chumash should not make the Kula, and Noshim should make a Abdullah by themselves, and they have no options.
You have to wait for the
Yahya. He says, Nechon, they get, he wants to Mitzvah, for Shita, maybe, and they have no one to be Mab before them, they can go
away. Well, not now, but then I have
to go back. So tomorrow,
he puts it together that there maybe there's no Chiv Abdullah together with
him.
He writes in Chuvah, right, you can eat. Don't take it right. Yeah, but they hold like a Mechabit to the Chiv Abdullah. It's only Chum and Ramah. Now the Yaita Ketanim, are they allowed to eat before the Ketzer Abdullah? So we read in the Lochans of the Reisam and Gimel by the Sigur of Kiddush, Mishmuel is beside the Maravam, seven different reasons why a Chotam, even his Akil of Shinach, is allowed to eat for the case of Kiddush, whether it's right with Shita or Kiddush, not Messiah, then for other reasons over there. Therefore, says the Shvam Lachor, who didn't get to Abdullah, even though the boy for Chinuch, even though the boy or girl is 10, 11, 12, the halacha is they're allowed to eat before the case of Abdullah. Therefore, the Shmir Shabbat says, after Gil, Chinuch, they can eat over here. So the Yashu, there's no problem. Again, they're allowed to eat, there's no problem. Even over there, there's a lot of place for second. You can put it in front of them, they'll take it. Put that in front of them, if you want to be Machmer. Now, again, I see two Shom, Shai, and Litsky, and Shulchan Aruch, and Makutsu, want to be Machmer, not inside the din of eating before Kiddush like Abdullah, which I'm thinking of Sakala. So myself, the Ashram answers back, the only Sakono is when there's an Isser. If there is no Isser, there's no Sakono. And therefore, you can let kids until the age of Bar Mitzvah, myself to go eat, there's no problem there. Avada said, not the din of Chinuch, but the practicality of the Mechanic is slowly Avada Shemachach, then not eat for Abdullah. That means the kid is asking you, tell me, no, but wait, it's Mechanic time. Let's say you lead the kid being crutchy or get a little upset or whatever the case over there is. Come on, you tell the technical right to go eat. There's no problem. But you didn't let the go eat. Now, we get to eating before Abdullah. So, a person who hits his man, he has to stop eating. Now, let's say it's some chashecha. I mean, let's say he's mekam shal shudas at 3 o'clock. Now, today comes out to be, shkia to be 6:30. The kam 6:30 is Spanish Mosh over here, because you have to stop eating. So Taz over here, Sukhanal, Sukhan Gimel says, the Maishi can make a Sabu Mukula, comes from a Balamar. I said, Mishabura, he says in the Mishabura, in the Marach, in the Be'alocha, that the Razo is a Das Yechidi over here. He did not to be Semech upon the Sheik over here. Loch is even my Semech HaSheikha, a person has to be Machmer, like the Bach, the Mugavram, the Graz, and others, Haradom, not to eat over here, once they hit Tal Chashecha, once they hit Benish Moshe.
It has to my eating in general, or just Shal Shuddas. He was talking about starting Shal Shuddas,
right? No, in general. He's talking in general. We'll get to Mishua. That means Mishua said again, a person when he wants to eat Tal Chashecha, he has no heter. Now, negate the mitzvah Shal Shuddas, let's say he was not Makam the mitzvah, now the question is, what's the latest mark that you can go eat over here? That means, come on, Mishua says, if everyone agrees, the Chachilo, the correct time to start Shal Shuddas is before Shkia. That's not a question. However, let's say a person is running late and he has a mitzvah of ayoing, 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 of eating gimel sudas with a strap on the order ice over here. What is the latest man he can go eat? Come on, Mishabu, and says, he says, you have until the chetzi shah kodim tes kachavim. You have up to a half hour before the case of tzeis. So in the shah tzeis, why a half hour before tzeis? And once it's tzeis, you have a chiyah kriyashma. Therefore, cannot eat mitzvah, the idea of being a half hour before the case of man kriyashma. That means if it comes out, you hold tzeis kachavim. Is preparing time 72 minutes. That means the person can eat up to 40 minutes after Shkia, there is no problem. You have to realize Mishmur, where he's coming from, he's making like 5 tzirufim within the Shai, it's in the Be'er Locha. So, number one, let's be similar upon the result, the Baal Amor. Second, he says, maybe that's the Rosh Shita, also agrees. Number three, he says, maybe the Sulfik, Asay Drabonon, is Doichel Isser Drabonon. So, you have Asay Doichel Isser. Number four, he says that two different Beis Moshes, the Yehuda and the Yosi, and the Be'alokhi points out that Yosi is after the Yehuda over here, and therefore we place the Paschal like both of them, therefore we're not looking to get that some Beis Moshes. And number five, he ends off because that's a Beis Moshes over here. So these five things, and the place getting the Beis Moshes, these five reasons, says the Mokum Mitzvah, that means if it's not ready to Kam Shal Shus earlier, fine.
He's also not.
Mokum Mitzvah.
No, I'm saying if you're ready with Mekayim Shal Shuddas,
yeah, that's
then he
has sorry.
No, but he doesn't have the essay.
We don't have all of the cases. But my say again, the way he's right with the gate to Shal Shuddas, he says these five things.
He has another
essay. Samachan.
Gang in two of the Ech Village, he also
has another essay. So come on, my say, Abadi Rosh Boshkia. When you start the Maisa, he says until a half hour before the case of Tzeis, which begins 40 minutes afterwards. Maisa, come on with Moshe Tshuva, and others come on with say it's a pillow. At the end of the day, according to Goyim, it's bad Laila. It's not Sokha Sheikha, that means there's no Tzuf over here. Therefore, bad to be Makar. So, how in the world you come along to be Paskin and say you make these Tzuf over here to be Makal, or something that's bad Osir to go eat, according to Goyim over here? If a Moshe says Tmur lead, and he quotes the Mishnah, how do we get the same idea where Pali does say when you have a case of a self-advantaged Moshes together the body of the Ben Tam, Maisi can be Rechel. That means the way that Erlitian says over, therefore, how far do you have? You have until 13 and a half minutes. Because Ben Shmoshes be closed in the mill, the mill will be passing 18 minutes, to close that at 13 and a half minutes. So that, according to Ben Tam, is Vadayim. According to Goyim, it's something good to Lilo. So how far can you wash the Shal Shudas? Is until 13 and a half minutes after Shkiel. There's another known number by the Americans called 9 minutes. Moshe Truva says you have up to 9 minutes. Where's he getting it from? We spoke of a few times, once by Riches, that Moshe you say this in America, in the tri-state area, 50 is 72. That means you had a Minchas Kohen, brought down the Bialoch and the Reis HaNegimel, and then go out to darkness. Not the Zman Shabbat, go out to darkness. It comes out the darkness of 72 is 50 the same way in Europe over there, and therefore 50 is 72. If that's so, that means if 72 is 13 and a half minutes, why is 72 13 and a half minutes? Because the 4 mil in 72 minutes, and 3 quarters of a mil is Ben Shmoshes. That means in 72 minutes, one of Ben Shmoshes is 3 sixteenths. That's the numbers, because you have 4 mil, each mil has 4 quarters to it, and 3 quarters of a mil, so 3 sixteenths. So then Moshe, if so, take 50, divided by 16 times 3, left of 9 minutes. Therefore, what is the Ben Shmoshes? If 50 is 72, Ben Shmoshes is 9 minutes. Therefore,
he's going to
Ben
Hattam all the way,
is
he being
clutched
for the
Guardian? He's saying in the
Guardian,
he's saying in the Guardian, he's running.
He's also
in the Guardian. Both, once the whole area shrinks, Ben Shmoshes shrinks for everybody. And then he says that you have up to 9 minutes to wash Ben Shmoshes. Therefore, I think he's down in America, everyone knows you have up to 9 minutes to wash after Shkiel. Shkiel will wash till Shkiel, but you have up to, after Shkiel, you have 9 minutes. So then when you have 1 mile, the Mishnah Berurah says, go by half hour before it says, the second mile, you have the idea of sub Ben Shmoshes negating the Guardian. Sada Shlishi. Those are the title.
What about here?
Sada Shlishi. What about over here? And over here seems to be that we passing going in Makam Moshe says how the world are doing that for the Tzarech, beer. Then the Shiva passing like the going in Chassidim Yishlotim. The Maisa, the English people here that passing the going in over here. Therefore the Chassidish, the Maisa, he comes along and says the idea over here should be passing until Shkiel. And therefore Chassidish says after Shkiel, not washing ends over here. So Maisa, those are tiny Knats. I mean, 3 different homies in Kali, so. Those will time now until a half hour or later before Tzeis, before Shemesh Shavua. Those will time now only Ben Shmoshes or the Goyim. Those will stop Mamash at Shkiel. Now, those will point out to you, follow the Mishagura, and it's a little bit of a problem. Because what time are we going to pass from this Vada Lilo? Let's say 25 minutes after Shkiel. That means the Eitzah breast being down, the Shalom Zabal, the Asher say, let's say 25 minutes after Shabbos, the kid was born, make a meal on Shabbos. If so, it comes out that what's a half hour before this Zman HaKriyat Shema? It's 5 minutes before Shkiel. That means, I'm saying you have a right to wash until Shkiel. You go to the Cheshbon Rishu, you have to do a half hour before Kriyat Shema. If you're going to come along and become the Deraisa Kriyat Shema at 25 minutes after Shkiel, which a lot of people do, it comes out that a person can only wash and eat Shalosh Shudas Tamim Gim 5 minutes before Shkiel. Chumah that the Tzibah Iyachol to Chayim 5 minutes before Shkiel to wash, to Chayim, it's also going to do that over here. Maisim Chayim no points out this problem already. Chumah no points out this problem. They want to point out, Chayim no says, maybe the Geita, since it's a mitzvah, it's mana Iveris, because that would not go either. Then Mishmur is discussing his manim, the Geita, our manim. So the mitzvah is mana veras, if we have a right to go until Shkiel. The Rebbe Shlomo Zalman says, so my son, no diamonds, Meirev, at that time over here. The one time it means a half hour before this man of Meirev. How many Shlomim? My son, Pesach Yeshua says, lo yishim man of Loi Minu, and then we mach mel chachila, to make sure it's 5 minutes before Shkiel. You don't see that way? That sounds like Mishra Shartzi in the Kriya Shema. Plus, it's already the oil makes money out, but my son, everyone washes until Shkiel. Now, once you say a person washes until Shkiel, how much do you have to eat before Shkiel? So, there are two reasons why a person has to eat a Gezayis or Kaveya before Shkiel. One is when a person, we already discussed the sugya, when a person makes Shabbos early, how much does he have to eat on Shabbos? That means, I heard that people make Shabbos early, and therefore they make Kiddush, and they wash, and then they eat the first course, and then they come to the second course, it's nighttime, and they don't eat challah with it. Are they carrying the end of Shkiel Shabbos and having it pass at nighttime? So there's a task that I'm so ready in Reis Halik Aleph, very clear at the end of the Simon. He's done Machlokes, we're showing him about this question. He comes up to be Mekel. So one Tosfos Shabbos, the Reis, he'll be carrying the mitzvah even though it's only Friday, not Shabbos Kodesh, you can't in it. That's how the Shani, the Maravomus, might say that's Medina, come on to be Machmer, and therefore Meshavua and Meshav, the Zion says, nothing lofty for Achila to have that night time. Once a person is Friday night having an early Shabbos, the Achila is put out of Zion for Gebeya at night after the Zmat, says, Mir Shabbos Kulchosa, Yehud in the ghetto, Shalashinus, the same beside, Hayyim, 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 has to be in this Zmat. Therefore, the Shabbos Kulchosa says, you have to have a Zion before Shkir. The Achila, Machin Lochosh. So number one is not only have to wash before Shkia, not the lachish, like a chilat to have a gizayit before Shkia. One means on the sugya of having gimel siddush on Shabbos. Number two is, to get the sugya of Ritzei, how much you have to eat on Shabbos to say the dinner of Ritzei should not be a sugya of hefsek. That means the marshal. When Shkodesh comes down on a bunch of Shabbos, the big mavuch of what you're going to do, you say Yal Yavar or Ritzei, the numerous people over here in the stream of Machmer, not to eat pas after Shkia. Make them only have a pass before Shkia. That means pass is the Mechayim you would say or Yal V'Yalor. They have a bill upon that. The question over here is when a person he comes along and he wants to eat and wants to wash and eat and wants to even say, let's say he only eats pass after Shkia. Did he say this to give it say over here? To come along the Chayim no, the Shmir Shabbos says, because Sugi would say, you have to have pass before Shkia. You have to have nice, in other words, you have Bayavas on Sugi would say. And Shlomo Zalman's voice is not like that, you have to have the pass, Gezayis, Kedei Achilas Pras. Otherwise, Hayasang would say. You do not have the Suda on Shabbos during the day. So there are two reasons why you have to have it during the day, pass. One is beside the idea of having Suda, of Lopesh. Second is, otherwise, you have a problem saying would say, says the Shmir Shabbos. In Eretz Yisrael, no. You maybe. Now, when a person
actually spends all
seats,
you have to eat
the Kzayis. Shlomo said over here at the exact same place. Always in this situation,
it won't be in the day.
To be part of the day, to make sure you have the chil over during the day. Once you eat afterward. That's actually the question generally discussed. But every Shabbos meal, Machlokes. Every Shabbos meal, it could be the same question. Now, the look of the person cannot eat before Havdalah. Now, about the water, technically you can, the Gemara says, but not food. How much food a person cannot eat? Even the shears that mash your brought on the grass, but the place can. Water is water, what's the category of water? Shlomo Zalman has a chiddush, and what's a kind of tea? Without sugar is water. Tea with sugar, now that's not the category of water. Nice others want to say what's a chilek or a latium, and then we ask because what can kind say tea and say tea, not the category of water, then we cannot have it in the case before the situation of Adala. The gate of seltzer is also a bavuchel, what is seltzer, is a water that's carbonated, it wasn't called something else different, it's a mesod or a seltzer, it seems to be an argument in English or in Hebrew, what is it? I says the bavuchel and bakoli is always what is seltzer. That means the lock in the gate to water, you cannot make a broch on water unless you have an offerment. All other foods, you eat it, you make a broch on top of it, on it. So on seltzer, do you make a broch on top or on it, you have no offerment? So Mechaim Kinyaski says, no, it's a different category of water. Different Shetasovi says, different category of water. Now, for the case of Abdullah, okay, so lochas go this way, others go this way. I thought it's shiny, other time, meister, it has a taste. It is more chosher in the case of water. And then Mashiach Kosta says over here, you cannot have before the case of Adal. Having to get to all of the drinks, all of the sodas and petals of Adal, you cannot have before the case of Adal. Now, it's very clear in the Lacha says over here, water you can have before Adal. Maisel, that's more absorbent. Maisel, they bring down numerous vachmirim not to have before Adal. That means there's a pre Eitzchayim Shabbos that brings down evil water not to have before Adal. Brought down by Masha. It's got the Shulchan, the Urcha Shulchan, Midcha Shabbos, Chayinah, Chavah Chayin, Samus Chayin, Yashav, Shayin, with others, not to have water. And that certainly is a minik. Now, the two reasons why it could be that's a minik. Why not to have water even before Abdullah? Number one, because some people mix up Abdullah with Kiddush, and they will leave them as is. They only have water for Kiddush when they have it before Abdullah. Second is, Maisim, it's like Kabbalah, that's why we're not to have it. Again, on the page, it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not the Taz. It's not the Machavom. It's not the Pimgom. It's not the Shmud. It's not brought down to be Machmer not Ravuda. I come to the point of being Machmer. The question really is, where are they coming to be Machmer from? And how do you ask the Gemara? It could be a mean Af Kamino. That means where the Arfa Shulman, where he's coming from, he's saying it comes from the Sugya of Reed Sadek Aleph. Again, not to have water, Beinah Shmoshes. It's had the Sugya of the Rishon Mechlet Gehenim. Take away the wood over here. Definitely no Sakon over here. That's where they're coming from. The way someone's Chaim is coming from, he says, you look in the Gemara and Sachem, it's Machlok is better than Masakhaino. Those are Agu on the Abundabe of Ashi. They were time come inside the Cholkim Shavoy. Like a Nafkamina is water not to go drink before Abdullah to be Machmer. What water? We mentioned over there, Reitz Rakal, maybe Tafkin the Horus. So Shmir Shabbos being Zam, only to be Machmer, not to drink water for the Kedivir Kabbalah, only from the Horus. Because he's not saying it's of the idea of coming from the Gehenna over here. I saw all this from I saw some and say all would not drink, then the setting stabbles like this not drink before Abdullah. He says Askaro. Could be a second Nakamino, is one thing Machmir, Dafka Benesh Moshes, or the whole entire night. Again, the Kab Chaim, because Kachuba being Dafka Machmir, not drink water, only Benesh Moshes, or Pikavola. Other than the Asher Roshambim, Roshai the Bliski, come on to Machmir the whole entire night, then the setting is going to come to Agu, and then the singing of Sachm over there. So it could be Nakamino on those who are Machmir. Again, as far as I see, the item is not drink before Abdullah. Even water, unless the Machmat Zayrach. A person is eating the suit over here, and he makes Havdalah inside his suit. Is he allowed to continue eating if you make Havdalah inside the suit? Now, there are two cases over here. One, you made Havdalah al Kris, but one, you made Havdalah Petfila. Say, Baruch Hamad Mekirish Lachol. Sorry, let's make another one. We really have three cases over here. There's the case where you're saying, for the case of Tfila. Case of Hamabdil, the case of Alakris. So in the ghetto, with the ghetto, us practically, situation, you're saying Hamabdil on the case of Alakris, in the case of Tfilo, come to the Mishimu and said, Losh Efsir, or Abram Losh Efsir, and the person can go to the Mishimu, once it said Tfilo, you cannot eat afterwards. Fine. The Mishimu, the case where you said Hamabdil, because you call the Mishimu says you can eat. You can eat. That means, last time, for example, you come home, you watch the Link Shal Shiddis. She wants to change the kid's diaper, use fresh wipes, bite up to on Shabbos. So what's the AC? Tell her, say, Mabim Kurdish Lachol. Actually, the Mabim Kurdish Lachol, she can keep on eating. Except, there's another bayah, another problem over here. So, the Sugar would say, that means you learn the Sugar in the race time of Gimel. Over there, the question is, the person would say, after you say a Mabim Kurdish Lachol. Over there, Mishigur of Kivegim Mokavom is this topic. Those who might say, you do say, would say, it's the Ali Rabo, the Chayadum, the Moshe. Let's say you don't say mitzay, the grass is not safer. So once you have machlekes, what is it called? Usually you negate the sugar mitzay, so about the local. Maisha did not say a sugar be mafik of mitzay. You got with the Yashim, because Shuba says she heard from others. Therefore, practically, every time Mara says can do malacha now, I always ask for her. I come home before something happens, I tell her, did you bench? First bench, then after you bench, then say Baruch Hamadil, then do whatever malacha you have to go do. Otherwise, if you don't bench and you say Hamadil, the Bayam is a sugar mitzay. I mean, even though the Mishmur is very clear over here, you have the right to go eat after Amad Mekurish Lachol, but you do not save him inside the Sugya Ritzai. Now, in this Allah Kamal Machab, he says that a person that sat down to go eat, and it comes nighttime, is the right to be Mamshach. Mashang, he sat down and he drank, he has no right to be Mamshach. So, what does that mean exactly? Apply practically. First, he sat down to eat Ma'od Yayim. How much does he have to eat Ma'od Yayim? So the words of Mishapura is, even if he does an Amaitzi, he cannot eat anything, once he started the seed with Amaitzi, that might say he started. That means, Agami mentioned beforehand about the correct thing is, during the day, to have a Gizani to pass. But let's say you already had Shal Shuzah at 3 o'clock, and now you want to have your fourth meal now, and you want to be Mamshik into the night. So the Loch is, don't say it, otherwise you have to curse. So fine, so Maitzi, you want to have this fourth meal over here. So what you go do, you have one stay beer for Amaitzi, you have a right to mamshik into the night. Now that's a Namsal or the Mishagura says that even in a situation when a person he washes his hands, Sa'al Tazidayim, it's also very fala. Maitzi, there's very fala to sudo over here. Now, once he starts the sudo, you have a right to continue. Now the question is, what does it mean you have a right to continue for what? That means if you make a maitzi, you have pass, you have afterwards meat, potatoes, anything that's going to get the sudo over here is told the sudo of Adigoids. Herring, about you have all meals, fish over here, filter fish, salad, no problem. But what about you having dessert? And by dessert, you make a bracha on your peiros. You have your watermelon, madama. You have your eats on your grapes over here, the apples over here. Now, since you have to make another bracha, maybe it's not considered being mamshich from what you washed. So maybe negate the sugya, the things that you make a bracha on, you have no head to what's there at the time. Kehonta, you said you have a right to be mamshich. You started to be mamshich. The fact you have to make another bracha shows it's not part of your hamlitzi. And if you cannot eat your dessert by shalashus once hit nighttime. Oh, so my son, I saw that see, not one save is machmer, some discuss it, but every save is tindus, that once you see Bech Tamozan passes you, that means all part of the Sudo. Then when Gede Bech Tamozan is not the way, when the Gede Bech Tamozan is, it is part and partial of the Sudo, not the Sudo of Abaya eating at night time, of what you have a right to. That's Allah, that's one thing to. I mean, once you wash, you eat everything afterwards, even things you make your Bech Tamozan showing up. The question is, let's say you did not wash. I mean, the case of the Mechab is when you shtia, you have to stop. But what's the case of Mezainus? I mean, for some other reason, the people are known to be lax in Shalashudas, and therefore they do not have a situation of pass. Even though we pass in Badi after a pass, and even like a Chilad, like a Mishnah, we're in a situation you have Shalashudas at 3 o'clock. Now it's 6:25, excuse me, 6:30 in the Shabbos. 6:25, you sit down and have your cake. You're selling your cake, and you have a Sheikh Zayas. You continue eating the cake after nighttime. Once it finished, washes, or do you have to stop? It's kind of the Orfa Shulchan. It says the Maisa is not a kvias, only you sit down and wash. If it was a kvias, you have to wash at the Mezainus. It's not a kvias over here. And therefore, since you're not to until it's time in the Maisa, you have no right to eat mamshach once they hit Shkia. The Chaim no goes this way, it was a fine, Chaim Gaski, Shemir Shabbos. Atzad Hashani, come on with Shagamayer, or let's see it, comes to Lochas. And one way of saying over, the Maisa is shaykh to have a kvias, okay? He shaykh to wash a bench. The case of the Mechab is the only case of Shtia, it's not the category of Shtia. Then the case of Mezainus, the title, you have a right to be Mamshuf. Atzad Shlishi, well, at least one saving example of the Ashif, and Avodah goes, it really depends on what this cake is. Is the cake Yishal Shilas? That's Kriyas. Is the cake over here, you already had Shilas at 3 o'clock and not eating extra? That's called Nashing. I won't call it fasting, I call it Nashing. So if you have the single of Nashing, therefore you have not Kriyas, you have no right to continue. So the Gita have Mezayin to Mamshach after nighttime, and the Vuch among the Achoyim be right to continue once it's nighttime. Again, three different ideas to look upon that. The Gita Paris, I mean, let's say you sit down now at 6:25, not your cake, if you eat cake, that's all shit at 3 o'clock. You want to have some watermelon to Mamshach into the night over here. Maisa also come on the Swab, the Ikra to be Machmer. The Gamma Vos, again, he wants Taina to come to eat it, because the Sigur Shalosh Shudas, they have a right to. So no one has this case of Paris for Shalosh Shudas. So they have a case of cake over here. Although in Bikkur, some say not to. Never usually happens, let's say a person has yontif, a people not have shalosh shudas, not machmer pass. A lot of times you see the people on the end of yontif, they sit down before this man, and they have nuts, or a case of cake, or a case of peyos over there. It comes out to numerous places, once it's this man, you have to stop. For some odd reason, the ilm is lashed upon it. Once you're able to start the sudo. Once you hit this mat, you have right to start. Fine, we're here. A lot of people are not. It's fine. Most cases are that way. Okay. Fine, Maisa comes out to be practical. Maisa person, once it hits this mat, Maisa, you should stop. If it's not to get to washing. Once you wash, about if you mamshik, you can eat whatever you want. But for Ezra Hashem on Sunday, we can see face for the end of the sermon.
Oh, yeah.